Hello, hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. Hey guys, it's a new morning. It's a new chance to get it right. Yes, 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 yes. I know y'all like, what in the world? Where's she been? Oh my goodness. A lot of stuff has been moving. A lot of stuff has been going on. And we'll put that in another podcast at this time. But God has been putting some things on my mind and in my head that I'm like, okay, God, this got to get downloaded. All right. So, 90 days. What is it about? Reality is circumstances change every 90 days. And if you don't know and you don't believe, then it is what it is. Too bad, too sad. But reality is your circumstances and your situations will change as in the 90 days. I'm sitting here going down the road and thinking about some things and realizing that a lot of people don't realize and get where, when we talk about self-awareness, and you know, y'all always know that self-awareness is key. If you don't have a understanding of yourself, you're not going to realize that you're going to turn and you're going to go right back into the same posture in 90 days. People, you know, talk about they're depressed, they're talking to somebody, having, you know, taking medication for depression and things of that nature. But what is the cause of your depression? What is the cause of this 90-day cycle that you continually go through? Why are we so stressed out? Why are we going through these minor stuff? Why are we letting people irritate us? People's like, well, I'm stressed. My husband stresses me out. My kids. You let them stress you out. If you just shift your mindset and let you and stop worrying about what they're doing and be aware of yourself and take care of yourself in 90 days, that total stressor that you have used as a crutch will shift. Let me say that again. That whole situation that you have used as a crutch will shift. For example, I can only use myself as an example. Like I always tell you guys, I'm a mother of two young ladies, right? And they're young ladies. One is a young adult and the other one's a young lady. However, and they're young ladies. They have their own independence. They know how to think independently. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory because I let them grow and not go. If y'all did not hear that podcast, hello. Little tidbit. I've been married to the same man, praise God, for 22 years. Had I not released them and allowed God to do what he needed to do through them, I would still be here broke, busted up, and destitute, and stressed out, and 500 pounds because I'm eating, because I'm using food as a emotional eating habit. You got to let people understand that it is not about them. It is about you. And a lot of people say, oh, that's selfish. Well, sometimes you got to be selfish in order to be selfless. I'm a giver. I will take the shirt off my back and give it to you. Yes, I will. But I'll also have an undershirt on underneath so I can be warm too. Real talk. You have to self-preserve. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be mindful of who and whose you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God did not just make you just because. He made you because you matter. He made you because you are his child. He made you because there is a need for you. He made you. So in order for you to understand that you are made in his image and you look and you are beautiful and you are pristine, you are perfect just the way you are. Yes, there are some modifications that you can do if you are self-aware. But you gotta be self-aware. You can't just be chilling and going on to these doing these things like it ain't nothing. You can't just press through and think that you know you're not gonna be able to go back to that same circle. You have to change your mindset. It is a mindset. Every 90 days, your mindset should be changing and evolving. It should be growing. It should be sustaining the good stuff and throwing away the bad. We have to learn how to eat the meat and throw away the bones, like grandma used to say. And I'm telling you, you'll shift this thing. Stop trying to rationalize, well, why is this happening to me? Well, what have you been doing to stop it from happening to you? Silence, crickets. Okay, that's my point. So if we do not have an understanding that our circumstances change every 90 days and God is still in the midst of that change because he wants you to grow, then you will be stuck, and then you will think that it's okay to fall in depression, and then you'll start eating crazy, then you'll get fat, and then you'll be wondering why you're having suicidal thoughts. Those are just layers of what really is going on, and what in reality is, you're stressed out, you're tired, and you want direction. Let's make the purpose what it is. You are purposed for greatness. But in order for you to get an understanding and to be able to walk into that greatness and be a help to one another, you have to be self-aware. And in the next 90 days, I want you to take this day, today, starting today, on what it is that you do. Start writing it down. Start writing it down and make it plain. He says, put it on a tablet and make it plain. Write it down. Find out what it is. Journal everything that you do and see how you feel when you do this or how you don't feel when you do that. Start taking notes to yourself. I'm giving y'all some tidbits here. Start looking at what it is that you need to do. We're so worried about, you know, our spouses and things and our kids. Start concerning yourself about you. When you concern yourself about you, you're teaching your family how to self-preserve. You're teaching them that, oh, well, mom ain't gonna do it, so let me go ahead and do it myself. Oh, well, wow, mom is empowered. Look at her. She's doing this, 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 and that. Look at dad. Dad is watching what he eat. Oh, look at dad. Dad started that laundromat that he wanted to start. Oh, wow. Let me put an initiative. And it doesn't have to be that big, guys. Really, it doesn't have to be that big. Stop thinking so large that you can't attain it. Let's walk in baby steps. Let's say, oh, mom picked up clothes. She ain't pick up my clothes today. I ain't got no clean clothes. I guess I better go and wash them. My wife ain't cooked tonight. Oh, Lord. I guess I better go in there and try to figure out what I'm going to bring. Matter of fact, let me bring her something home because she might be tired. Maybe that's why she ain't cooked. Their mindsets will change. Their way of thinking will shift. And the peace will come to you in Jesus' name. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. I know this was a short one, guys, but just a tidbit for a good morning cup of joe. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Good morning, guys. Let's get right into it. I didn't put out a Thanksgiving, you know, total message for Thanksgiving because in my posture, in my life, I'm thankful all year round. And I think that a lot of us get worked up about the holidays, well, this time of the year. In some people's lives, this time of year is not the most motivating and, you know, good time. And I'm not trying to be morbid, but for some people, a lot of people have lost family members, loved ones. Some people are away in the military at this in during this season. And there are some that have, lost something, or they're on business trips and they can't make it because this is the high season for whatever they're selling or marketing or whatever. That being said, holiday, if we really open up that word and spread it out, it's really a holy day. Every day should be holy, no matter what. And during this season, I think a lot of us have a tendency to get wrapped up in the commercialism of Christmas, and Thanksgiving. During this season, it is harvest season, Rosh Hashanah, if whatever particular, sect you're in. But this is the biblical new year. We have already started the biblical new year. That's probably why I feel so rough. September is officially the biblical new year. And during this season, a lot of people put on what I call my girlfriend said it perfectly, their petticoat, their cloak of defense, their jacket of, protection, so to speak. A lot of people protect themselves during this season extra because they don't want to feel the raw feeling of whatever that is, whatever feeling that they're feeling. I don't know if I've said it, and I don't, and if you don't, if you know anything about me, the first thing I'm going to tell you, it's okay to feel. I don't know why I had one topic and now I'm just going to go to this topic. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel angry. It's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to feel sad. You are human. You have, that's the humanistic part of you. Everybody says that, we're spiritual beings. We are, but we're encased in this human capsule that has to feel. Jesus felt, Jesus wept, Jesus, called out and tried to negotiate with God and said, look, God, I can't do this. Do we forget the Garden of Gethsemane? He asked three times to take this cup from him. Take it from me. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. That's what he said. But it took a minute because he had to come to himself. He had to realize that, okay, I'm human. I'm in this human form, but I have somebody that's stronger than this human form. I was telling one of my brothers, young brothers last night, it's okay to feel. It's okay to minister. It's okay to love on people, but you have to. It goes back to that self-care. We give and we give and we give, but who is pouring into us? Who is doing all this? You can't carry those things with you. You can't. If this is about the caregivers. I think we totally forget about the caregivers. And when we think about caregivers, we think about somebody that's literally taking care of an elder. No, a caregiver is someone that sets aside their time, their money, and their energy for someone else. That's what God wants us to do. Yes, but he also requires us to take care of ourselves. God, Jesus didn't pray just to, pray for us and be an intercessor. He prayed to fill himself up. He didn't have those 12 disciples around him because he wanted them. He needed them too. Each of them had a specific calling and need for their time and their energy for him. And they sharpened one another. They built up one another. They motivated one another. In this season, we cannot forget the persons. Let's not forget about one another. Let's not forget about loving on one another, but also realizing that you have to take time out for yourself. Whether it's 30 minutes, I was telling my brother, you feel anxiety sometimes and that spirit will try to come at you. And all I tell God and all I say to myself is peace be still. I put my hand on my chest, take a deep breath, and I say, okay, God, peace be still. And I'm calm, cool, and collective. I'm focused. It took me years to get that and figure that out. But I had to figure it out because there was a season where I was like, what is this, God? Why am I always crying? Why am I always sad? Why am I tired all the time? Why is it that when I go to church, okay, I'm going to go there. I go to church and I come out worse than what I left because of the pulling and the leeching spirits. Everybody want a piece of you. And you don't understand that. And then I want to go to bed and sleep the whole Sunday. I used to hate that. And my family did. Because there it wasn't me. Guys, we have to really take time out for ourselves. This is not about being selfish. This is about being selfless. And in order for you to do that, you have to be a little to yourself. Because you will lose yourself. When we're taking care of all these people and advocating and whatever we do, defend, whatever we do in our normal jobs, we have to be inward at some time and say, okay, health-wise, are you taking care of yourself? And I'm not talking about looking good. I'm not talking about that. That is after the fact. I'm talking about health-wise. Let's not get all happy about eating all types of crazy foods. Let's eat in moderation. If you drink, let's drink in moderation. I don't drink, so I don't, you know, not anymore. So I don't have that want anymore, or that need. But I do like to eat sweets. Yep, that's it. I said it. It's out in the open now. I like sweets, but I know that I can't eat them like that. So I don't. I eat in moderation. We have to take care of ourselves. Self-care is needed. That shield that you put up, take the shield down. Take them walls down. Those walls don't need to be up. God will put walls up if they need to be. It's too much work for you. You're not built for that. God didn't build us like that. God built us to be humans, okay? To be transparent humans, real people with a purpose on our lives, to tell people, other people about God's love and that it is okay to make a mistake and to move on from that mistake and repent and come to Christ. That is what we're here to do. Tell about the great story and bring souls to Christ. We are not going to be Captain Save-A-Hoes. We can't. I know y'all like, oh my God, Omani said it. Yeah, I did. Because everybody want to be the superhero. Yes. A lot of people talk about it because they, you know, they ride this X-Men comic strip ride. Okay. Yes, we are supernatural people, beings. But we are also encased in a human flesh full of iniquity body. So acknowledge the body. Acknowledge the body. That was my dog, guys. Acknowledge the body and you will be fine. Love on the body and the inside, your soul will come in alignment with the body. Don't put crazy stuff in the body. The soul will not reject it. And we will live longer on this side of heaven. I know that was crazy and a kind of a morbid podcast today, but I just want to let y'all know the holidays don't stop here. Every day is a holy day. Let's press through it. Let's love one another. Let's cherish the moments that we have on earth. Not just because it is a Thanksgiving day, it's a Christmas day, it's the New Year's. No, because it is God's day. Because he said, for this is the day that the Lord has made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is a day of rejoice. Let's walk in that rejoice. This is Omani Harrell, PEP, Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Have a blessed and great holiday.